Wow, good morning, Sarah. How you doing?
Good morning. I feel like I haven't seen you in like forever.
We have been everywhere.
Right?
Humboldt's, there's been radiothons and malls. We were at Show Homes.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we could put on the schedule, but it's been a lot.
Anybody got a farm we can come down
to? Yeah, right. Yeah. We haven't done that in a bit. Yeah. Yeah. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm doing really good.
That's good. That's good.
It's Friday. Weekend looks great.
Yeah.
So.
At like 18 degrees tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be some. A little bit of rain today.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think that'll be nice, though.
But I'm doing shorts and sandals tomorrow. I don't care.
Nice. Well, I'm in shorts right now.
There you go.
I decided this week was the week I was going to stop wearing socks.
I haven't. So. You know what? I've done shorts around the house, but I haven't
ventured
out of the house in shorts.
Oh, so. See, I'm one of those weirdo that like minus 20 is when I'll stop wearing shorts. Yeah.
That's about it, eh? Sarah, what have you got for us in our Country Music Insider?
Morgan Wallen has found out his first court date is going to be May 3rd. This was after his arrest on the 7th, which I believe was Sunday, after he allegedly threw a chair off the roof of Eric Church's Nashville bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see how that one plays out. There were some big snubs coming from the ACM Award nominations, which included Carly Pierce not being nominated for a top five female artist.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Stapleton's song White Horse was not even nominated at all.
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
Then Bailey Zimmerman just got completely shut out.
Which is
so surprising.
He's bigger in Canada, I think, than he is in the States.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on with
surprised
him.
Surprised by that one, yeah.
And I am, too. He needs to explode. He's awesome.
He's amazing. Jelly Roll was a guest mentor recently here on American Idol, and apparently he was moved to tears by a contestant who sang a song for her late father.
Aw.
Jelly opened up and said that he lost his dad in 2019. And that it was probably one of the hardest things he's ever had to deal with. And the first promo for this week's SNL had Ryan Gosling, who's the host this week, looking for an autograph from Chris Stapleton. And he's like fangirling outside of Chris's door and like trying to knock and go in. Turns out Chris wasn't in the dressing room. It was just his hat.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that is our Country Music Insider today.